The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Co-authors Chuck McCutcheon and David Mark believe manipulative political jargon deprives political discourse of substance. Thus, politicians say they speak frankly when they don't or tout bold ideas that are not. McCutcheon says it may also mask the truth, such as when an official quits to spend more time with his family or calls his word choice inartful.
Or they'll say, I misspoke. They'll try to distance themselves in very subtle ways from what they said while still trying to appear sincere.
He says translating the political mumbo-jumbo can benefit the public.
They'll be better informed and they'll understand, and hopefully in the end they'll try to make their politicians a little bit more accountable and say, well, what did you really mean by that?
The authors are also collecting new phrases such as being cantered, named after then-House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who was unexpectedly ousted. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.